Good morning. Welcome to the Friday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Today we wrap up a week focused on a new yearning and this renewed desire, a longing for God and for the things of God. And wrap up the broadcast portion of this with a focus on a new yearning for righteousness. And God says in Matthew 5, verse 6, blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. I think sometimes we settle for what's easy. We settle for what's comfortable. We settle for what we know. And we lose that hunger, that thirst, that yearning for something better. And I believe it happens in life. I believe it happens in our relationship with God. That the compromise of the world creeps into our life, and our longing for righteousness is diluted. And we settle for simply surviving. God's desire, Jesus taught that when we hunger and thirst, when our heart's greatest desire is for righteousness, we can be confident that desire will be filled. That God Himself will be our righteousness. That we become clothed in the righteousness of Christ. But one of the things that I've noticed is, well, it requires that we want that. We live life each day filled with opportunities and temptations to, well, to not be righteous, to cut corners, to do activities and things that God would call sin. We have a tough time saying that. We try to excuse it. We try to rationalize it. We try to whitewash it. It was just a little white lie. It was just this. It was just that. It really wasn't that bad. And we allow that into our life, I believe, in a big part because, well, we can. And because we're not truly hungering and thirsting for righteousness. Often we're simply hungering and thirsting for survival, to get through another day, to do what we have to do what we can do, to make it on our own. And this yearning for righteousness says, I need God's help. You see, that's really at the heart of this this renewed yearning for righteousness, is a realization that I can't do it. That none of us can do that on our own. The Bible makes it clear there's none righteous, no, not even one. And yet, when that becomes our yearning, when that becomes the deepest desire of our heart, God fills it. with a righteousness that only He can provide. Is that what you want? Is that what I want? Is that something that God's church, His children, want individually and as a group? I think we've learned and we've been trained that the art of getting along with one another involves compromise. And while we realize that on a human level, we tend to almost carry that over into our relationship with God. It's almost as if we want to bargain with Him. We want to kind of iron out our differences and meet somewhere in the middle. And God says that's not really how it works. That He accepts from us a full surrender, a desire to belong to Him, a desire to submit to Him, a desire to be holy just as He is holy. But also an awareness that we need His help to do that. That it's not going to happen on our own, that it's impossible from a human perspective, from a human effort. But praise God, He says that with Him nothing is impossible. And so we hunger and thirst. We yearn with a greater yearning for righteousness. And it's back to what we've talked about over the last few weeks. We're filled with that because, well, that yearning creates within us thoughts. And those thoughts become actions. And those actions reflect the righteousness that we desire. When that yearning for righteousness fills us, we're going to be more in tune with the things that God says are right and the things He says are wrong. We're going to be more likely to put aside those things that we know God's Word said is wrong because our heart is thirsting for right. And we're going to be more aware of our need to be not only filled but to listen to the Spirit of God within us. Calling us. I love the scripture that says, whether you turn to the right or the left, you will hear a voice behind you saying, "This is the way. Walk in it." And when we yearn for righteousness, that's the voice of God's Spirit saying, "This is the way. Come, be filled." In the written prayer guide that goes into tomorrow, the focus for the final day of this week of yearning is a yearning for Jesus. And tomorrow's devotion uses a scripture out of Revelation that calls for all who are thirsty to come, to be filled. And it's that yearning for Jesus Himself that allows us to be satisfied in our yearning for righteousness. Because when God becomes the one thing that we need, that we survive on, we find that He's enough. So often we have a list of things that we have to have. And I'm not saying those things on our list are unimportant. I'm not saying that they're even unnecessary. But I am saying they're not at the same level as our need for Jesus. And when we hunger and thirst for righteousness, we can trust God's promise that we will be filled. I don't know about you, but there are times when I just get this hungering for something specific. And it doesn't matter what else I eat. I just do not feel like I'm filled. That real hunger that I had, and for me it's often the things like Skyline Chili or a good rack of ribs. Things that really aren't duplicated in anything else. And I can eat other things and live. But it's the filling of that desire that satisfies me. And when we reach that level in our hunger and thirst for righteousness, that nothing else really satisfies us, no matter how much it may fill us, then we reach that point of knowing what Jesus meant when he calls us to this hunger and thirst. When this new yearning for righteousness fills us in such a way that nothing else really satisfies, then we can know that God will fill it. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. And your love desires and only what is best for us as your children. And you know the things that we hunger and thirst for. Sometimes it's the things of this world. Sometimes it's the things of our selfish desires. Sometimes it's the things that we see others have. But Father, in the midst of all of us, you call us to trade all of that in and replace it with a hunger and thirst for righteousness. You promise when that becomes our deepest yearning that we will be filled, that we will be satisfied, that you will provide that which we need to become righteous. Father, we recognize that this righteousness that we hunger and thirst for can never be obtained on our own efforts or our own merit, our own hard work. But that even that hunger and thirst for righteousness is satisfied by a gift from you. But by the gift of your Son, by the blood of Jesus poured out as a sacrifice so that we can be made right. God, today fill us with a greater desire, a greater yearning, a greater longing for righteousness within us. Not for a greater longing that others would be righteous. Not as the starting point. But a greater thirst, a greater hunger, a greater yearning that we would be righteous. May we become right with you as the starting point of calling others to know how you fill the greatest desires of our heart. And Father, as we live as those clothed with the righteousness of Christ, may we share it in such a way that others hunger and thirst. That the righteousness that they need is not something that we try to force upon them or mold them into our image, but that we present Jesus in such a way that others would grow in this yearning for righteousness. They would know the filling that you provide for that hunger, for that thirst, that they would be satisfied as they come into the righteousness of Christ. God, today, help us to live life and to live life right. And help us to know what that means by spending time in your word, by spending time in prayer, by spending time listening to your spirit, being aware of your presence. By growing in our longing for Jesus. By applying his words, his teachings, his life actions to our own life. Oh, Father, today may we be satisfied as we're filled with a new yearning for righteousness. And as we live as those righteous by the blood of Christ, may we lift up Jesus at every opportunity that we have, so that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Friday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.